BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That's it right there. There's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse clocking in for you on a Friday. High today in the Queen City is going to be right in the 93, back to the 90s. 75 degrees right now. Hurricane Dorian downgraded to a Category 1, kind of swept past the Carolinas, hit Charleston and caused flooding, but moved up the North Carolina coast and kind of just, you know, went on swiftly about its way. And, you know, it kept the temperatures down for a few days. But we're back to the 90s today. 93 is your high for the day. Let me look at these rain chances. And I see absolutely none. No rain chances for the next 5 days. Unless it changes overnight. But right now, your five-day forecast, no rain chances. And highs in the 90s for like the next 5 days. All right. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces. And this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, Miss Jessica?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
How you feeling?
Feeling good. I went out to Thursday night football at Johnson C. Smith yesterday.
Oh, they played Wingate.
They played Wingate yesterday.
And it was terrible.
It wasn't good for us.
It was terrible.
It was not good.
Shout out to DJ. What up, DJ?
Jessica, it was terrible.
It was not good.
What was the score?
Not good. When I looked at the score, it was 35 to nothing. Wingate. And I was, because it was the students from John C. Smith that actually work at the gym that I play basketball in. So they was there. I didn't know that CIAA live streams the games. I didn't know that.
Yes.
And they told me that. And she was watching the game on her phone. And I was like, oh. She was like, yeah, we watching Smith play. And I was like, what's the score? And she was like, just look. I said, like, oh, gosh. So what was that, the final?
I don't know.
It was too much or too little.
Nobody knows what the final was.
I had to go home and be a parent, but
yeah,
it was, first of all, the weather was beautiful out there.
It was beautiful.
It was a nice night for some Thursday night football.
Yep.
Our cheerleaders looked great.
Yeah. As always.
The band was small, but they played well.
They did their thing.
They played well. And our fellas tried very hard.
Mm-hmm. Who y'all play?
Wingate. Wingate is, you know.
Which have a football team of cheerleaders. I was like, dang. Huh? They have so many cheerleaders. Oh. I was like, wow.
The score was 42-6.
Okay.
Well, we scored. We got on the scoreboard. That's a positive thing, Burpee. I mean,
it is.
We gotta think positive here.
Yeah. Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
I supported my team. I supported my school yesterday and will continue to support my school and go out there to the games. But it was nice to be able to go to a game on Thursday night at Smith.
So
there was a lot of people out there.
The game was at Smith?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what's
up. A lot of people out there.
Yeah. Well, football team, try hard. Can the football team get a pep talk this morning? Because they definitely need one after that ass whooping they do. Try hard, football team. Do your thing. Go back to practice. Listen to the coach. Go fight, win. I'm sorry, man. I'm sleeping this morning. Y'all say what's up to comedian Burpee.
I say good morning.
John C. Smith.
Good morning.
A&T.
Good morning.
North Carolina City.
Good morning.
All the way back to UNC Charlotte.
Good morning.
Football bite.
Football bite.
What up, Burpee?
What's happening, man?
Football bite.
Boy, I'm so happy.
NFL was back last night as well.
It is.
Chicago took on the Green Bay Packers. That's what I was out doing after I played basketball. I actually went out and my spot is right here, right near the station called Rosemont. Man, that spot be off the chain on Thursday.
You went? You did go?
What? Me and my homeboy, Rah-Rah, we fell up in the building.
I won't drive back over here.
I mean, I feel you live all the way on the other side.
I do. I live in
Biloxi, Mississippi. So, but yeah, it was actually a good Thursday night football game. The game was actually good.
Right. It was surprisingly Green Bay's defense is what made the game good.
But that's what they've been talking about all season. Yeah. How they got the defense. The offensive line is terrible though.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers is gonna run for his life all
season. He got sacked 12 times.
Yeah.
And which comes offense look bad too.
Oh yeah,
Chicago.
Well, Mr. Trubisky can't throw the ball down the field.
You know, and they don't have a number one receiver. They have a lot of receivers.
Yeah.
But they don't have that star receiver.
Well, that's why they went out and got Allen Robinson from the Jacksonville Jaguars. And he was doing his thing, but Mr. Trubisky just can't throw the ball over 45 yards. He just can't do it.
Yeah.
He just can't do it.
He tried,
but it...
Shout out to Tariq Cohen, Aggie Pride, what up?
And shout out to Jair Alexander, Charlotte Pride, what up?
Definitely from the Queen City, Jair Alexander. He played for Green Bay.
Yep, one of the number one cornerbacks in
the NFL, yeah.
So shout out to him.
He was balling.
His man ain't do nothing last night. He shut him down. So shout out to Jair Alexander and his family representing for the Queen City. And Tariq Cohen, like you said, from A&T, man. Shout out to all the HBCU products out there doing their thing in the league. All right, today's show, we got an action-packed show. You want them last-minute Chris Brown tickets? Guess who got them? The Morning Madhouse. We the plug. Miss Justin's got them coming up for you in the Nosy Neighbor News. We're going to be telling you all about Post Malone's new album featuring the baby. And we're talking Nicki Minaj. No, she didn't. No, she didn't. If you haven't heard, we're going to tell you about that coming up right around the corner. Let's go on and get it started with your inspiration power word of the morning coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. This is Pastor R.J. Davis with your morning inspiration.
God is watching you and gave you another chain.
This is WPEG, Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill, and home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Fire up my soul.
We're Power 98.
Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 75 degrees right now. Today's high is going to be right in the 93 with nothing but sunshine. Great day to get your car washed, man. About 5-6 straight days of nothing but sunshine. All right, it's time to hit the hashtag, man. Hashtag Larry Mad. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. Hit the hashtag. Hashtag Larry Mad. Find out what I'm mad about. What else I've been mad about? And let's get to it. Today's Larry Mad is being brought to you by the 935 Reunion. Going down September the 21st at World Night Club featuring yours truly and Mr. Incognito. It's going to be crazy. The One Night Reunion being brought to you by Adolph R. Shiver, Power 98. As a matter of fact, log on to Power98FM.com for more details. All right, today, Larry is mad at Hurricane Dorian. That's right, I am mad at Hurricane Dorian for several different reasons. Yes, the hurricane came through and displaced a lot of people. Came through and displaced folks in the Bahamas, South Carolina, and parts of North Carolina. I am mad at that. I am mad at Hurricane Dorian for that reason. But I am also mad at Hurricane Dorian for making it snowfall in Florida. Did y'all hear the story that Hurricane Dorian washed up over 30 kilos of pure cocaine in Florida?
Mm-hmm.
It washed up over 30 kilos of pure cocaine in Florida. So, first of all, I got questions. They said that each one of the kilos is worth about $28,000. One duffel bag washed up with about 17 kilos of pure, uncut cocaine in it. But I got questions. Who found the cocaine? Because it probably wasn't authorities. And if you found the cocaine, who did you turn it into? I mean, because everybody was ordered to evacuate. You know what I mean? You're ordered to evacuate. So who is out there picking up all this cocaine? And what did y'all do with it? I need to go down there and conduct an investigation in Florida because I need to go surf the shores. And I'm just mad I wasn't out there to pick something up. Because, you know what I mean? The way this radio thing set up, it might not work out. But let me see. 30. Burpee, you got a calculator. What's 30 times 28? 28 times 30.
28.
Because they say each one of them was worth 28,000. So 28,000 times.
840,000.
How much?
840,000.
I think I could do something with that. You could do something with 840,000, Burpee.
Mm,
Yeah, I think I could change some lives. I could change some lives with 840,000.
Specifically mine.
And mine too. I'm really wondering, like, who went out there and found it and how did they turn it in? Because I'm sure the Coast Guard and the authorities didn't find all this cocaine. And who was sitting up there counting all these bricks? Who was out there counting all these bricks of cocaine? Damn, Hurricane Dorian, you messing up the game.
Hurricane Dorian is a snitch.
These dope prices are already too high. You gonna make them higher now because somebody missing their cocaine. All right, I'm done. I'm just kidding. Before y'all start sending your little emails and everything else.
You know, somebody a little sensitive ass is.
I'm just joking, but this is a true story. You can Google this. Hurricane Dorian did wash up about 30 kilos. Okay, cocaine. All right, coming up, Ms. Justice, we got it. We got your Madhouse Great Debate. It's up next right after this Polo G and Charlotte's Plug and 5.8. Pretty uncut, though. Iceberg want a bag, bitch. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, 75 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 93, and y'all know what time it is.
It's time for that Madhouse Great Debate, which is being brought to you by Disney on Ice. It's not too late to get your Disney on Ice tickets. Join Mickey and his friends at Disney on Ice presents Mickey's Search Party. Help follow magical clues in the search for Tinkerbell by visiting the Spirit Realm with Miguel, sailing the ocean with Moana, and singing with Elsa. Log on to power98fm.com now for your tickets. All right, ladies and gentlemen, she announced yesterday that she's hanging up her mic. Nicki Minaj is retiring to have a family, to start her family. That's the reason she quoted that she was retiring. So we want to know, right now, fans of hip-hop, should Nicki Minaj retire?
Dead.
Point blank, period. My answer is yes. And I say yes. I've been saying this. I've been one of the few who've been saying for a while now that Nicki Minaj's career was declining. Okay. So, yes. I feel like she should retire because I don't think she can compete with the Megans and the Cardis and the Rhapsodies and the. So, granted, she's saying she's retiring because she wants to start a family, but I posted yesterday. Beyonce got married, had 3 kids, then did a welcome back from pregnancy show in New Jersey in her prime.
And Soulja Boy while she was pregnant.
And never thought of retiring. So, yeah, go ahead, Nicki.
No, I do not think that Nicki Minaj should retire. I am still a Nicki Minaj fan. I think you can't discredit what she has done for hip hop and in the industry. You know, there was a big gap with female rappers for a long time, and then Nicki hit the industry real hard and she rapped for females. I think that Nicki got caught up in a lot of negativity in that really impacted her career in a negative way. But I think that if Nicki would stop dealing with the negativity and get back to making the music, she could definitely make music. She's a talented rapper. So I wish that she would have just stopped dealing with that negativity and got back to the rapping. If she can do that, no, I'm not a fan. I'm not. I wish she would never retire. No.
Bye, Nicki. Dead. In the words of Pastor Real, die.
Dead.
It's what her career is. It died and she dead. It's over for. Bye, Nicki. I think Cardi beat her into retirement. And yes, I think she should just gracefully bow out, like Jay-Z say. The game is out. The game is ours until we gracefully bow out. Bye, Nicki. Go ahead, gracefully bow out. It's over for you.
R.I.P. to your mentors, Larry. They coming for you, boy.
They ain't do what they want to do.
What do you think? Log on to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail,
704-227-8780. No Limit Larry.
T.O. Suge. Yeah.
None of it, Larry. The Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. The Madhouse Great Debate is going down. What's the debate today, Bert?
The debate is, do you think Nicki Minaj should retire?
We got East Mech Cheerleaders in the building. We're going to be talking to them, too. We're going to be talking to them about this coming up inside the Madhouse. Find out what they think about it. What they think about Nicki Minaj retiring. And that was the baby right there featuring Nicki Minaj. The baby had a chaining day yesterday as he gave Rich Dunk from right here in Charlotte his official BD Entertainment chain yesterday as they're out in Hawaii. But them boys out there in Hawaii doing it big. So shout out to the baby and shout out to BD Entertainment. And the baby is also featured on Post Malone's new album, which dropped this morning. So got that on the way for you, too. All right, about now, though, we about to check this Madhouse voicemail. On the voicemail, we talked to y'all yesterday about Kevin Hart. And Kevin Hart was... he was talking about Lil Nas X on LeBron's show. You know, LeBron has the barbershop show. He stole his idea from me, but it's okay. He has a barbershop show that he does. I'm pretty sure he did. Me and Darius had this idea 40 years ago.
Did you tell LeBron?
I did. He saw me talk about it on Instagram. But here's what Kevin Hart had to say about, you know, in this is the scene from the shop.
And with all that early success, you felt it was important to make an announcement. Recently.
He said he was gay. So what?
Yeah, what's the point? So why did he feel that was necessary? It's not about who cares. That's actually my question. Why do you feel it was necessary to come out and say that?
It's not that, like, it's, like, being forced. It's just, like, knowing, like, growing up, like, I'm growing up to hate this. I'm not supposed to ever like this.
Hate what?
Homosexuality. Gay.
Why? All right, so we had Madhouse Nation. We asked y'all, what did y'all think about it? And here's what you had to say.
Y'all are getting on my nerves with this gay shit. It's ridiculous. Who cares who you're sleeping with? Gay people, all they want is attention. Like, oh my God. Yes, you're gay. Move on with life. No, who cares? Like Kevin Hart said, who cares? Who cares if I'm sleeping with a man? Who cares? People, find something else to talk about. My goodness.
What's up, No Limit Larry? I feel like that it shouldn't even matter because he's doing good music. That's the number one thing. As long as he's doing his music and doing what he's supposed to do, nobody should worry about his personal life. Me being gay myself, I mean, people are going to say what they want to say. They're going to look at you whichever way they want to look at you. Their opinion is their opinion. Their lifestyle is their lifestyle, so it is what it is.
Good morning. I'm listening to this story on Kevin Hart, and I have a couple of opinions on that. First of all, I feel like as a people, we need to be more responsible with not just continuing stories like this because we tear each other down. That's number one. Number two, Lil Nas X ain't his son. So if he feels a certain way about his son being a certain way, that's one thing. But that has nothing to do with how he feels about anyone else. And honestly, it's like, at what point are we going to stop looking at jokes as the gospel? People say what they want to say, you know, because it's funny. It's a joke. At the end of the day, that doesn't mean that that's how he lives his life. It's just something that's funny.
Hey, about the Kevin Hart situation, I don't think Kevin Hart was wrong about saying anything. He can say what he wants. If he doesn't care that somebody is gay, that's his problem. If he feels some type of way about his son being gay, that is also his prerogative. But I just think that the gay community, I think they're a little bit too sensitive. Every time someone says something, they want to jump down their throat. I mean, for years, they have to just let some things go. Hey, 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 I am calling about Kevin Hart. I don't see anything wrong with what Kevin Hart said. He said what he said. He apologized. People, let it go. There's no need to be so sensitive and keep stuff built in for so long. The man apologized. Let him be. Let him live.
All right, man, you got it on your mind. You can let it off 704-227-8780. And, of course, anything you want to talk about that we talk about on the Madhouse, you can always leave it on our voicemail. Coming up, we got the East Mech Cheerleaders live inside the Madhouse. It's Pod 98.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse is that Nicki Minaj moment for life. And of course, you know what time it is.
Coming up is Cheerleader Friday. Find out who's going to be turning up.
Well, then you better bring it.
It's Cheerleader Friday with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Oh, it's already been brought.
That's right. It is a Cheerleader Friday live in the Madhouse. And we have the ladies from the East Mecklenburg High School.
East Mecklenburg, you know.
They are live in the Madhouse. If you want to check them out, you can see them on our Facebook page at Power 98 FM. Are you ready, ladies?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
East Mecklenburg, you know.
East Mecklenburg, you know. East Mech, you know.
East
is here to make you get up out of your seat, to make you cheat. You
meet these ladies when we come back. It's Power 98.
Power98FM.com is your one stop for everything hip.
Details.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. It is a Chili the Friday inside the Madhouse.
It's Chili the Friday with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. Let's go!
And we got the ladies from my old high school, you know what I mean. East Mech in the building! Woo! All right, let's meet these ladies. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hey, y'all. My name is Kyra. I go to East Mecklenburg High School, and I'm a senior at East Mech.
Why you doing like that? She mugging. Yeah. Like, talk, girl.
My name is Anajay. I'm a senior at East Mecklenburg High School.
My name is Christiana. I'm a junior at East Mecklenburg High School.
And my name is Nia, and I'm a senior at East Mech.
All right. And who do we play tonight? Who does East Mech play tonight?
Philip O'Berry.
We gonna win tonight?
Y'all win.
Y'all. Eagles are going to attack.
PLB has become one of our big rivalries. When I went to East Mech, our biggest rivalry was Independence, but now it's PLB. Even for the Chili's, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Is it because they're called a gold squad or y'all called a gold squad?
Yes. We're the only ones. Should be.
You're right.
The OG.
Y'all the OG gold squad?
Yeah.
So, I would like to say every school is our rival. We'll come for any school.
So do y'all have a special cheer prepared for Philip O'Berry tonight?
What's
your favorite cheer to do out there?
Right now.
Well, my favorite cheer is Eagles Don't Stop and East is Here, and that's the one we did on the radio.
Okay. So we was talking to y'all earlier about, you know, Nicki Minaj retiring from hip hop. She said, you know, she put out a tweet yesterday, said it's over, she's gonna retire and take time out to raise a family. What do y'all ladies think about that individually?
I feel like I mean, it's about that time, because she understands that it's competition out here, and she needs to, like, you know, fall back a little bit. She probably can't, compete with them, so.
Okay, pause. Well, me being a Nicki Minaj fan, sorry. I'm kind of sad, but at the same time, it's her life, and she knows what's best for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she probably knows that there's other people who want spotlight, so she's going to let them have it, because she is the best to me.
Okay, that's a great politically correct answer.
Honestly, I listen to Nicki, but not like I'm not a really big fan, so I really don't care if she stays in the industry or she leaves, so it really doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
Honestly, Nicki Minaj is good, but her music isn't the same anymore, so it's time she can raise a family, and then maybe in a few years she drops another song and... You know, we'll see how that goes. If she tries to, you know, come out of retirement. But she, it's the best for her right now.
So y'all don't really listen to Nicki like that no more.
Nah, I do.
Except the one fan.
I do.
They said nah. All right, well, thank y'all, East Mech, man. Y'all enjoy yourselves and good luck tonight on the game.
Thank you.
All right, man, it's that YFN Luther Trey songs all night long. Coming up, Burpee's Got His Thoughts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
51 is Charlotte's plug, Pod 98. Another Larry in the Morning Madhouse. How today? It's going to be right in 93, 76 degrees on your way out the house right now. And y'all know what time it is. It is time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Yep, it's time for my thoughts. It's being brought to you by Hardee's, man. Making breakfast simple with their new 2-3 more menu. Tasty breakfast for $2, $3, or $4. Now breakfast is the easiest part of your day. All right, I'm getting straight into it. I'm a little upset today because I'm mad at these personal trainers out here, Larry. You know, I'm trying to get on my health kick. Jessica been on her health kick. Jessica has inspired me to work out a little more. But I went to the gym. Welcome. That's the mistake I made. I went to the gym and got a trainer. Listen here, personal trainers. Y'all work out all day, every day. That is your only job, is to work your ass out. Don't work me out like you work out. I can't do the same work. I'm built like somebody's baby mama. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Come on, give it three more.
Right. No, I don't have three more. Ain't nothing in there. My tank is gone. I am sweated out. Anytime you make this noise while you're working out, there. You dehydrated. Ain't nothing left. Get me out of here, personal trainer, man. You need to leave me alone. I died 3 times, lad. I promise you, I saw the light and I came back. And you know what he said to me when I came back?
Say,
give me three. I ain't got three more. Jesus just told me to stop. So you want me to give three more? You know what happened, Larry? I died. Somebody say die.
Dead.
That's what happened to me when I worked out with this damn trainer. Y'all stop trying to work me the way you already in shape, trainer man. I'm not in shape. I am built like a bad, you know what I'm, I got a bad body. That's what I'm saying.
You a BBW? You call big body burpee for a reason.
I got a bad, it ain't bad like that. Somebody like it, but it's not to my liking. So don't let me get there. I got to slowly progress to where I want to be, sir. Don't you work me out like that no more. Now, I say all that to say this. When I come in today.
Listen, and I know your trainer, so you did all that trash talk. You know that it's going to be worse.
He ain't listening. I hope he ain't listening. I ain't going
to
post this.
Oh, no, he listening to the show.
He's listening. Yeah,
he listening.
Damn it. Hey, I mean, I ain't talking about you specifically, Mike. Hey.
Kill him, Mike. Kill him. In the words of Mortal Kombat, finish him.
Listen, Mike looked at me. He said, boy, you need to drink water. That's why your back hurts.
Mike.
And those were Burpee Stop. Think about it.
What you thought?
This is WPEG, Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill, and home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Fire
my soul. We're Power 98.
We're Power 98.
Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
See, Burpee, let me tell you the mistake you make. You make the mistake of thinking they control you. My trainer name, well, I haven't been in a minute, but my trainer name is
you
DK.
You mean a trainer you know?
I used to train with DK, but see, DK has prison workouts. I've never been.
I trained with DK too.
So you know DK has prison workouts. Yeah. I have never been to prison, so I told DK from day one, I'm not doing all that. I ain't doing all that. You don't control me, trainer. I pay you, so I'm not. When I say I'm done, that's it.
DK had me doing the workouts that he do on a regular basis. DK, you already swole. I ain't there yet.
DK, prison workouts. These are prison workouts.
I'll see you later, Mike.
Hey, man, it's Lizzo and the Baby. True Verse Remix coming up. We got some brand new the Baby music for you. It's Power 98.
Why men great till they gotta be great?
Huh?
WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 570-WPEG, you got somebody you need to let shine. Hit us up right now. High today in the Queen City is going to be right there, 93.76 on your way out the door, man. Let's get to it. Your kid's doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy!
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Oh, yeah.
Get your shine on. Get your shine.
All right, man, I want to let these HBCUs shine one time. If you haven't heard, Hampton University has opened up its doors for displaced students from the Bahamas. So shout out to Hampton University up there in VA doing the real. They're offering free room and board and free tuition for the displaced students from Hurricane Dorian from the Bahamas. So salute to the HBCUs, man, opening doors. Even when the church wouldn't open the doors, the HBCU gonna open their doors.
Come on, somebody. I want to give a shout out to Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. Boy, that Bad Boys 3 trailer dropped. And it's dropped. The movie is coming in 2020, but that trailer is so fire, Larry, that everybody's going to go see that. And I want to give a shout out to North Carolina A&T State University, my alma mater. Yeah, don't say nothing. They beat Elon last Saturday, and they play Duke in football tomorrow.
Yep, they surely do.
So I want to go up to the game. I'm trying to get up there and get tickets. And so shout out to them, man. I want to give a shout out to them.
Send a shout out to two of my cousins, Michael and Dawn. They actually lost their father yesterday. Mm-hmm. He is my cousin Chucky, so want to say rest in peace to Chucky and send lots of love and strength to my cousins Dawn and Michael. They're up there in the Winston-Salem area as they go through this difficult time.
Power 98, good morning. Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
What up? You got somebody you want to let shine?
I'm Sean and Mr. Sampson.
On who?
He has his own business. He came from the bottom to the top. So I'd like to let the light shine on him. Shine on me.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Somebody Sampson. Whoever she said Sampson. Thank you. Shine on me. Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
You got somebody you want to let shine?
Yes, I want to give a shout out to my daughter Jade and her little cousin. I mean, her cousin Talia. We're on our way to their pre-K right now.
All right. Shark, who you got, Shark?
I just want to let everybody shine. That's it. Nobody in particular.
Thank you, Shark.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Larry the Morning Madhouse, you got somebody you want to let shine, 570 WPEG. And of course, Miss Jessica's on the way with that Nosy Neighbor News. She got a chance for you to get tickets to see Chris Brown.
No limit, Larry.
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Friday, September 6th. Nicki Minaj hopped on Twitter to make a big announcement. She says, I have decided to retire and have my family. Now, word is Nicki's team had no idea about this retirement, and they're shocked because Nicki has been in the studio working on new music. She still actually has some studio time booked up until next month and had plans to record with several artists. Some believe that Nicki is just taking a break from all the negativity to chill out and reevaluate. We'll see. New couple alert, YG and Kalani are dating. The couple showed up to a show during New York Fashion Week holding hands. Now, the timing of their relationship is a little interesting, seeing as YG just had a second child with Caitlin Sparks in July, and Kalani just became a mother to a baby girl in March. Nipsey Hussle's Puma collection dropped yesterday. The rapper's girlfriend, Lauren London, posted a picture of neighborhood Nip in full Puma gear with the caption, he was really excited about this collection. The line is Nipsey's first clothing partnership with a major brand. And speaking of Nipsey Hussle, his estate might have to pay a woman. The singer says that she wants to be compensated for her work on the song Hustle and Motivate. She says that she wrote and performed the vocal phrase throughout the track that was released in February of 2018. We'll see how this one plays out. Lizzo wins again during a stop at Elle Magazine offices in London. The singer played a game of song association where she had to sing a song about a word that she was given. Lizzo was pretty quick with her songs that included the Notorious B.I.G., Rihanna, Lil Nas X, and the Spice Girls. She also took an opportunity to plug her own songs. Lizzo ended up getting a perfect score, 15 out of 15. You'll want to see the video. I have it up on my Instagram story, along with her beautiful pictures at Hey Miss Jessica. Juel Santana is currently serving time in a federal prison, but it looks like he has even more trouble on the home front. The bank is moving to foreclose on the rapper's New Jersey condo after he failed to respond to the case. Back in February, the bank sued him, alleging that he hadn't paid the mortgage since July of 2018. This is the third time in 2 years that Jewels has battled foreclosure proceedings. And this isn't the only home-related lawsuit that he's facing right now. Both he and his wife, Kimbella, are accused of not paying their homeowner association fees to the tune of $17,000. Happy birthday to Idris Elba, Anika Noni Rose, Webby, and Foxy Brown.
That's my dude. Webby birthday today.
Yes.
I just want to say this real quick. One of the best interviews I ever did in life was with Webby. Happy birthday, big dog. I just want to say that.
For sharing.
RIP shout out. It's Nate Quick birthday today, too.
Happy birthday to Nate Quick. Love you so much, Nate. Thank you for everything that you did for me in my radio career. Happy birthday also to Foxy Brown. And coming up right after the Nosy Neighbor News, make sure you keep it locked. We got a chance for you to win tickets. And we are about to play some new music from Post Malone with the Carolinas' own DaBaby. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
The neighborhood. Power 98.
Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Lizzo. She said she won at what game and what was her score? 570-WPEG. And if you win today, you're going to see Chris Brown tomorrow. In the words of Burt Pitt. Charlotte's plug is Pod 98.
Did you know that the IRS is getting more aggressive these days?
Pod 98.
Hello, Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know what time it is inside the Madhouse. We got to find out what's shaking for the weekend, baby.
Oh my God, it's the weekend. Hands up for the weekend. It's the weekend. It's the weekend.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what it is, man. Your weekend has been brought to you by $2 Fridays at the White House. Tonight, me and Butterfield, we are invading $2 Fridays at the White House. Make sure y'all pull up with us 10 to midnight. And, of course, also tonight, we got your Friday Night Lights. We'll be at Westbeck tonight at 7 as they take on the Guaranteed Wildcats. And then tomorrow, we're doing a big cleanup project on Bates Ford Road, being brought to you by Project Boat and my man Gemini Ladere, along with United Neighborhoods of Charlotte and City Council Braxton Winston. So y'all come out tomorrow morning beginning at 10 o'clock as we got the cleanup Bates Ford Road project kicking off tomorrow. And then Sunday, the Carolina Panthers in town. We'll be invading the Carolina Panthers game this Sunday as they take on the Rams. This was popping for me this weekend. What you got, Bert?
The Rams. Y'all know I'm the movie buff out here. And It, the sequel, drops today. If you saw the new It the first time around, then you know that the sequel drops today. Make sure y'all go see that. I'm definitely going to see that as soon as I leave here. Also, y'all, like Larry said, football bike! NFL Sunday kicks off this Sunday. We want to know your teams. Send me a picture of your team. Tag me at I Am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, and all your team apparel.
All right. Got a great community event going on. The Union County Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated will host their fourth annual free market. It's going down tomorrow from 11 until 2 at the J. Ray Shute Center. That's 506 East Green Street in Monroe, North Carolina. Families who are in need of clothes and shoes are encouraged to come out, and you can shop for items at no cost. Plus, they're going to be giving away book bags to kids that are 5 years old and older. Items are on a first-come, first-served basis, so you want to get out there early. Also, tomorrow I'm going to be hanging out at Southview Rec Center with United Health and Cookie Monster. We're going to have a great time as we celebrate Grandparents' Day. So come hang out with me, Southview Rec Center, from 10 until 12. And then on Sunday, get your weekend edition of the Nosy Neighbor News on Fox 46. I'm going to be hanging out on the White Couch that goes down around 7:45 a.m.
Shark, what you got for me, babe?
Boy, you already know we on 485 with that
CBD.
Albums dropped this week, man. We got Mano on Everything I Love. And, of course, you just heard DaBaby and Post Malone. Post Malone dropping the album today. Well, it's out right now. Hollywood's Bleeding. We got Earth Gang from Dreamville. Childish Major. XX Tenacion, rest in peace. Ghostface Killah. And I got one for you this week, Larry.
Okay.
Man, front to back.
It's front to back.
It's like a new Chronic album.
Like that?
Boy, Larry June.
Larry June?
Larry June.
Larry June, that's his name.
Out the trunk. Check him out.
Where he from?
I don't know, but his name Larry June. So I assume he might be from the South, but I he could be wrong.
Well,
Larry June spit, man. Check him out, man.
I got a single you need to check out, too, from Hitmaker, a.k.a. Young Bird, featuring YG, Tyga, 2 Chainz, A Boogie with the Hoodie, and YBN The Mirror.
Cool.
It's called Thought Box. It's a new single going crazy right now. It's called Thought Box. That's all I can tell you. Google it, look it up, and you go listen to it yourself.
Is it going crazy?
That's what they say. It's all over the blog. It's called Thought Box.
Okay. Happy Friday, guys.
Counting carbs.
No, the Larry Morning Charlotte's Club for new hip hop and R&B. Right. Y'all know what it means. Drake God's playing, man. We actually waiting on Steve-O. He's about to slide up in the building. Y'all know Steve-O? Y'all remember Steve-O?
Yeah, I do.
Like I'm Steve-O.
That's your real
boy. I'm a wild boy.
He's actually supposed to be sliding in the middle. He'll be walking down the hall in a second. And of course, if you didn't know, man, Post Malone dropped his brand new album. Make sure you go get that. What's the name of the album, Sean? Hollywood's Bleeding, that's the name of it. Charlotte's Bleeding. On the Baby is on that. As a matter of fact, we're going to play that song again. Post Malone featuring the baby. It's called Enemies. We're going to drop that on you in a minute.
Let's talk about Papa John's and the CEO. Have y'all heard about this story? The founder of Papa John's donated $1 million to Simmons College of Kentucky. That is Kentucky's only private HBCU. So basically, he donated $1 million to an HBCU. But y'all remember what happened with him earlier, right?
Yeah. And
he was on that conference call, and he was blaming the disappointing sales of his pizza to the NFL protest, and he was heard using the N-word. So people feel like, you know, he's doing this to clean up his image.
Of course. He's got a black face now. He went and got Shaq. Shaq is now Papa John's owner. He just opened 2 new Papa John's in Atlanta. So, and if you look at the new Papa John's commercials, they all feature Shaq. So it's almost like, well, I'm going to get me a person that represents black culture, and I'm going to put them at the forefront of my restaurant.
Well, you know, he stepped down. He stepped down as the CEO. So, you know, I think that's more of like the Papa John's making those decisions, not specifically him. He's the one that donated this $1 million.
Right.
You think he's doing it to clean up his image?
Of course.
Being that I used to live in Louisville and I know Simmons College, he did a great job because they need all the help they can get. Simmons College is located on 7th and Oak Street, right across the street from Ray John Rondo, where he grew up at.
Oh, Rajon Rondo? Okay.
Man, listen. Simmons Bible College is a nice place in the inside, but on the outside.
It looked terrible.
It's an old school from like 1914.
I mean, that's what a lot of our HBCUs are going through right now. They are beautiful. They like the guy was saying about the one that's in Concord. I care, Barber Scotia.
Mm-hmm.
They have beautiful bones. Mm-hmm. Like the buildings are beautiful. The insides of these buildings are beautiful like that. But outside the area surrounding it is just down. So. I'm not mad at this.
All right, leave it on our voicemail. Let us know what y'all think. 704-227-8780. When we come back, Steve O is in the madhouse. It's Charlotte's Plug Spot out of here.
Get the latest news and...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Celebrity gossip.
Yeah, yeah.
And find out more about the artists we play.
Yeah.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Yep, high today. It's going to be right now 93, 77 degrees right about now with sunshine. And in the Madhouse, y'all say what's up to Mr. Steve-O.
Hi, Steve-O.
Yeah, dude.
Steve-O, what's up with you, big homie?
I'm just chilling, dude, back in Charlotte. I'm at the Comedy Zone, and I'm doing a show that's just straight messed up. It's messed up, man. I'm in this jam, you know, like a tough situation. I'm Steve-O in my 40s. And I'm thinking, man, I'm running out of time before it becomes creepy to watch me do the things I do. So I got to hurry up if I'm going to really, you know, push it a little more, raise the bar. I got to hurry up. And I'm thinking, well, how do I do that? And I knew exactly how because I had these ideas for the longest time, and I never thought I was going to do them. I call it my bucket list of, like, severely messed up jackass stunts. Like the one I told you about when I'm naked in the airplane with the dude strapped on my back, and I'm furiously servicing myself.
Oh, wow.
So that I time it where when I blast, I'm tumbling out of an airplane peeing white.
Yeah, Steve-O. You probably got about one more week before that becomes clear.
I thought I was doing something when I told Steve-O I was going to go skydiving for my birthday.
He completely topped all of that.
Steve-O, what's the craziest thing that you have ever done?
Well, I mean,
when you were like, oh my, hold on, this is a bit much for me.
The grand finale for this show, I end up with skin grafts on 15% of my body.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was a heavy one, man.
Really?
Yeah. I tried to blow up my house.
All right. Yep, that'll do it. And you only had 15% skin
graft. I didn't try. I blew up my house.
If you're going to do it, you got to do it.
Right. Yeah. And I laid down in the stuff that I was blowing up. And so I ended up with the flesh of 7 different dead people grafted all over me.
Really?
And it's a heavy show. And the way that the show works, it's called the Bucket List Tour. And it's like a whole comedy act about these absurd ideas. And after each bit in the show, I screen it. So all this stuff happens. Show it. And so the show is like part Jackass movie premiere, part stand-up show. And then after every show, I do a free meet and greet with the whole audience.
Oh, that's what's up.
So are you going to be airing this, or is it just that you only show it when you do different cities?
The footage only lives on tour right now.
Okay.
Right.
And it's heavy, man. Like, I'm peeing white.
Steve-O, when did you begin to come up with these ideas when you began to create the show Jackass? Like, what age were you like, I'm going to go out and do these amazing stunts and get a television show to do so?
It started, my videos started just as skateboarding.
Yep. Yeah, I remember that.
It was 30 years ago. And then in 1993 was when I dropped out of college and said, I'm going to become a crazy famous stuntman.
Wow.
And I'm just going to say, how are you going to do that? I said, I'm going to make videos with my home video camera.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody thought, they just felt bad for me. They thought, what a loser, you know, like this guy. And I just wouldn't quit, man. So that was when I started coming up with the real dumb stuff.
Yeah. Did you think that it would have the longevity and the popularity that it did? Because Jackass is classic in the culture.
Oh, thank you. I do believe it had some cultural significance.
Yeah.
And to imagine that almost 20 years later after it came out, that it would still be going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, kind of. I'm the only one still going.
I mean, you guys are people out there that try, but nobody is on your level.
I'm just saying of the Jackass.
Of the original crew.
I'm the only one who's really kept the fire burning.
Yeah.
But we might be getting together to do something together pretty soon. So we got the 20-year anniversary coming up.
Okay.
So we're trying to think of some fun way to commemorate the 20 years.
Steve-O, what is your favorite stunt from the show Jackass?
That I did or that anybody did?
That you did or anyone? Either one. Both.
I mean, for me, I think if I had an iconic one, it would be the porta potty slingshot.
The porta potty slingshot! I remember that.
Yeah, that one was pretty dope.
And then
also the very first thing I did was swallow a goldfish and barf it up into the fish bowl. I think my back tattoo is pretty good. But if there's one if there's one stunt that really is like the crown jewel of all Jackass stunts, I'd say it's Johnny Knoxville on the rocket.
Oh, yeah. Well, he got on.
He got all of his ideas from cartoons.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. He'd see, like, in a cartoon, they'd be, like, strapped, like, you know, like Wile E. Coyote strapped to a rocket. And then he's like, I'm going to do that. He got on a rocket.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty rad.
Steve-O live inside the madhouse. Steve-O, when you hear your name in, like, hip-hop songs, what does that make you feel like? Because you are a big part of the hip-hop culture.
I mean, I don't know that I'm a big part of a hip hop song, and I like it. I walk out to it.
Yeah,
you know, I don't walk out to it anymore. But it was cool. My buddy GCJ, reached out to me about this artist MGK, and this is way back in like 2012.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, I got this artist, MGK, would you come out? We ended up, it was a song that Juicy J produced, and the whole, I'm a, yeah, bitch, call me Steve-O. that was just like one random line in a song. It wasn't the hook. It wasn't that. And then, so I did it, and it was like a came and went, no big deal. And then, like, a while later, I get all these calls, man. Have you heard that song? And then this was another song where he took that one random line and made it the hook.
Yeah.
Mm. And that thing, that tune charted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that might be MGK's biggest hit.
Probably is.
Probably is.
And
he owes you a thank you.
And shoot, it was cool, man. I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
That's outside of your extreme lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
What do you like to do? What, like, other hobbies does Steve-O like to do?
I like to watch the fights.
Okay.
The UFC. Uh-huh. I'm excited for tomorrow.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. It's the champ versus the champ.
Is that Khabib tomorrow?
Khabib.
Oh, that's tomorrow? Oh, I got to go watch that.
Yeah. It starts on, the prelims are on FX at 11 a.m. and the main card starts at 2 p.m. It's so cool that they're doing it in Dubai, so you don't have to wait until nighttime.
Right.
Normally, like, I'm doing my shows and I get out of the comedy club, like, after the late show, like, 1-2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I gotta go and I gotta not open my Instagram because I don't want to know what happened.
Mm.
And then I start watching at 2 in the morning until like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
So now I get to knock it out during the day and then go do the shows.
That's dope. Steve-O live at the Comedy Zone all weekend.
Two shows tonight, 2 shows tomorrow night.
There it is, live at the Comedy Zone. Mike, how we get them tickets for Steve-O?
Just call 980-321-4702. That's 980, Jessica, 321-4702.
And operators are standing by.
Thank you, Steve-O.
Or you can just go to steveo.com.
Black Smart.
All right, let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart? Power 98, good morning. Who is this?
Sophia.
Hey, Sophia, what's up? We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you 3 questions. If you can get 2 of the 3 questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood black card, all right?
Okay.
What? Kick it out, Ms. Jessica.
I'm going to use my question from yesterday in the movie.
Yeah, say it again.
In the movie.
One more time.
In the movie.
All right.
Who was the villain in the movie The Wiz?
Who was the villain in the movie The Wiz? Ah! Oh!
No!
All right, what you got for it, Bourbon?
All right, that area on the back of your neck, that area of hair on the back of your neck is known as the what?
Mm.
Hello?
Hello.
I said that area.
That was easy. I know that.
Larry,
know
was that. She black? Was she getting smart?
Hell no. To the no, no, no.
I knew that.
Hell to the no. To the no, no, no. Listen.
All right, you want these tickets to check out Trevor Noah? Then you better come on in. You got to answer Jessica's question and Burby's question on Black Smart. 570 WPEG. Damn. Spot 88.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.